Coming up next, Katie Carter joining us from the KBXE studios. She's going to tell us about some of the arts events in Bemidji, Park Rapids, and Brainerd for Area Voices. Good morning from the Bemidji offices of KBXE. I'm Katie Carter, and this is, well, our portion of Area Voices. The first Friday is a great time of the month because we learn about all the amazing things going on. As I was talking with Heidi yesterday on the telephone, I said, well, it's arts season in northern Minnesota, and it's not to say that art isn't thriving, and we have tons of great opportunities all year round, but in the summertime, it's so much more accessible because we can get out and about, and there's theater going on that doesn't go on in the wintertime, and there's galleries that are open that aren't open in the wintertime, and so it's just a really amazing time in northern Minnesota as far as the arts go. And in downtown Bemidji, it is First Friday. The events will be going on in full force. So if you're out and about in downtown Bemidji this afternoon and you see a large green and orange and white stand-up flag outside of a building that says First Friday Art Walk on it, that's your signal to go inside and check out an art exhibit. And a couple I want to mention are a new photography exhibit over at the Dunn Brothers Coffee House. Nancy Mayer taught at international schools in Indonesia and Bangladesh and Uzbekistan. And her exhibit gives us kind of a window into those lands and their people and their cultures. Again, that's at the Dunn Brothers Coffee Shop. The Wild Hair Bistro is featuring the paintings of Mary Lingen. I want to mention this specifically because I went to the Wild Hair Bistro earlier this week and found myself just completely mesmerized by these paintings. They're fascinating. They're a combination of landscapes and geometric shapes and many dimensions within each shape. They really just draw you in. It's the kind of art you could stare at and look into for a long time. Again, that's Mary Lingen's paintings, and they're at the Wild Hair Bistro and Coffee Shop in downtown Bemidji. Headwaters School of Music and the Arts is hosting an exhibit and an artist talk tonight by sculptor David Smith. Smith is from Siren, Wisconsin. And he's a found object sculptor and he describes his work as surrealism, folk art, and what he calls outsider art. So that reception at Headwaters School of Music and the Arts is from 4 to 6, and David Smith, the artist, will begin his talk at 5 p.m., and that's tonight. Rail River Folk School will be hosting its monthly First Friday Fest tonight from 7 to 10. So when you're done walking around and checking out all the exhibits and all the sculptures on Bemidji's Sculpture Walk, which is fantastic this year, then you can pop over to the Folk School and listen to music. Tonight, performers include Annalise Akas, Michael Rendall, Ivan Les Smith, and a band called Dagun. And Dagun is a band from Park Rapids, and it includes Aaron Spangler, who's a sculptor that I featured on Area Voices recently. Just an all-around great guy and great sculptor. And I should note, he's the husband of Amy Thielen, a world-renowned author. So Aaron Spangler, along with Michael Dagun, who is the executive director from the Namath Art Center in Park Rapids, they make up the band Dagun, and they'll be performing at the Rail River Folk School tonight. So that would be fun after you're done walking around checking out the art. And speaking of Michael Dagun from the Namath Art Center, there's a fantastic show going on over there, and that is in Park Rapids, downtown Park Rapids. The show features work from sculptor Christopher Harrison, and his stuff is three-dimensional and really powerful. As he puts it, his work consists of three-dimensional paintings that rise from the surface into biomorphic shapes. And also at the Namath is sculpture by Matthew and David Ruhlman. They're visual and sound artists whose work definitely reflects that. They're these huge sculptures that look like they make sound. I haven't checked it out, but I'm definitely going to. So that'll be going on through August at the Namath in Park Rapids. Along with those exhibits, the Namath has a world-class permanent collection of works that is pretty fantastic too. So check that out. And now, over in Brainerd, there's all kinds of stuff going on in Brainerd. One of those is the Brainerd Lakes Music Festival. And I'll be talking with Scott Likens next week about the festival. But they've been bringing these orchestra and chamber music experiences to various locations around the Brainerd Lakes area. And now in the coming weeks at the Tornstrom Auditorium in Brainerd, people will be able to experience a number of world-class classical music programs. There's one coming up on Sunday at 2 called Latin Rhythms. And if you're in Brainerd Lakes, I'd recommend you check that out. I also want to remind people that on August 12th, there's a big community yoga event where Scott Likens from the music festival will be playing his cello, accompanying this huge community yoga experience that'll be guided by Jennifer Smith from Nisswa Yoga. And last year they had well over 100 people. They did it over in Nisswa last weekend and had over 100 people at the baseball diamond. So it's kind of an interesting thing that the Brainerd Lakes Music Festival is doing, and gets community together, and they get to experience classical music and pay attention to their bodies. So that's pretty cool. Talked to Lisa Jordan this week from the Crossing Arts Art Gallery in Brainerd. She says, I wonder if you'd share with your listeners that we're hosting our first wearable art exhibit. It's called Art to Wear, Textiles and Beyond. This exhibit's going to feature a runway show and it'll open their new downtown location on September 8th. They're seeking submissions for the event, and the deadline for that is August 22nd. So if you're interested in finding out more about this wearable art exhibit at the Crossing Arts Alliance in Brainerd, give us a call, 800-662-5799. Also coming up in the northern Minnesota area, something that is pretty phenomenal and interesting is something called a picnic operetta in Babbitt. So we'll be diving into that a little bit more as well. So I think that's about all I have time for. But long story short, there's a lot going on in the art scene in northern Minnesota, and it's just a great time to be living here. Have a great first Friday.